Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from the Free Zones. We are in patriot-held territory. And lifting all of you up, those of you outside the wire, those of you in occupied territories. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. You guys are going to be thrilled with what we're going to be covering today because, man, this is some awesome whiffling. But before we get to any of that cool stuff, we got a couple of letters from different listeners that I just want to share this one with you. This is from a couple in Michigan that listened to our show. And let me just read this to you because this is very important. This is, we were stoked to hear this, right? You and I were totally happy about the content.
These were so uplifting, so cool.
It says, "Hi, JJS and LL. We really enjoy this month's Straight Up Humility segment. Here in my town of Michigan, which is a conservative county, this Saturday, June 17th, 7 to 9 p.m., my town will be having a pride event and a drag queen show. This event was just passed at my city council meeting this week. There were as many people speaking against as there were for the event. I invited three pastors. All three came, but none spoke out against this event. I spoke." And as soon as
God
we read that part,
her.
As soon as we read that part, we went, "Hooray!"
Yes. Good. So, good for her. And this is the lady that was writing this, right?
Yes.
Of the couple. Yeah.
Yep. And so I just wanted to let her know that it's unfortunate that we didn't get this letter sooner because I would have advised her to bring her video camera or video it with her phone and be very, very specific about videoing because there
you're talking about the drag queen event.
Yes, yeah. Because they were going to pray ahead of time and there was
at
a group of them at the park that were going to pray ahead of time. And in addition, for everyone else that's listening, if you hear about this stuff going on in your community, if you can't stop it, be sure to show up and video it because those are actually prosecutable videos, especially if they actually end up showing anything. That's especially prosecutable by law.
Yeah.
And that's called a lewd act in front of a minor, and that is highly illegal.
And you know, the other thing too that I keyed in on here, and that is that three pastors that she invited showed up, but
and
none of them spoke.
Nothing. Yep.
This is a huge problem, pastors.
Yep.
If you are a pastor and you're listening, and I know we have pastors in the listening audience, you have a duty. You have a special commission in your communities, not just to lead your flock, not just to stand behind the pulpit and talk about how horrible the world is and not do anything about it, or worse yet, pretend like everything's fine in the world and just stick with all the safe topics and don't help Christians navigate through this labyrinth that we are all having to go through to give them life skill tools. And God bless them for showing up to the event, not just that was the city council meeting to make their voices heard. Then they showed up as a prayer meeting, as a prayer group at the park as well. And this is spiritual warfare.
Yep.
And prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have. So wield it. And God bless you for those of you who are.
Yep, that's right. That was, we're super glad to hear the news that lady went and she spoke up against it. So three cheers for her. Woohoo!
That's right.
Good job. And then we got another one that was also really, really inspiring to the both of us. We're so glad to read it. It said, Hi, folks. Back on May 15th, you discussed the parable of the 10 virgins. You both covered it well, and you made a point of the fact that 5 of the 10 were not allowed to join the bridegroom. I've been in a lot of churches over a very long time, and I can't remember when I was told that a lot of God's people were not allowed to join Jesus. And this is not your belief or my belief. It is Jesus directly telling us the truth so that we can adjust if we need to. But you two made this clear, and it is one of the reasons why I wish to continue to support you both. By the way, Humility Month is the perfect antidote to the pride poison. And so
that's cool.
we both greatly appreciated that. And if for nothing else, other than the fact that the discernment of sticking to the truth, regardless of what you want to hear or believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're also talking about in that context, we were talking about the bridegroom coming for his bride. Now, we believe, our hermeneutics guide us to believe that that is referring to him coming back for his church, the bride.
Right.
And specifically, that would be the rapture.
Yep.
And Jesus even says, pray that you be found worthy.
That's right.
So what is worthy? You know, and that's what led that discussion, because you could be saved. I mean, maybe you're killed in a car accident and you go to heaven, but does that mean you are worthy to be taken in the rapture? You might have salvation, but how are you living in your life? Do you have, you know, unconfessed sin? Are there things that could make you one of those brides that doesn't have oil in your lamp, the Holy Spirit?
Right.
You know, the fruits of the Holy Spirit working and active in your life. And so, yeah, do some introspective evaluating.
Right. Well, and you know, also on Saturday, we heard one of the pastors that we were listening to make a very, very profound statement. He said, am I your enemy if I tell you the truth? And
right.
that is such a weighty question. There, that holds a ton of weight, because it's true. I mean, if you tell somebody the truth and they suddenly are offended by you and what you just said, you know, it's just the greatest thing. Am I your enemy if I tell you the truth? Absolutely not.
Right.
You're a friend. Anybody that tells you the truth is a friend. And so even if that means you have to drop everything that you are used to thinking or believing, because it just pointed out that what you're believing isn't according to Scripture or anything else,
right,
for that matter, anything else that somebody tells you that is true. Only a friend will do that. And so someone might
actually even find like that teaching, that revelation, offensive. Are you saying that I could miss the rapture? Well, no. Are you saying that
yes.
that you are worthy of
right.
being? And how do you know that? And we have to look. So, you know, someone might say, "Oh, you're making me question my salvation and my faith," and I feel convicted. And don't run away. You know, we love all of you, and you know, we're on our own walk as well, and so we really feel that the Lord has revealed things to us through His Word and through the Holy Spirit. And so we want to share those things as we grow. We want to share that. And this is not a sermon. This is a Bible study that we do, and we share with you to bring you on the journey with us.
That's right.
And we go into this, you know, prayerfully and fearfully.
Yep, absolutely.
Each day.
Well, for instance, like the random turning for the word of the day today opens up to not just the word of the day, but also to two different, very poignant pride verses. Mm. And I went, wow, how perfect.
You know, perfect for straight up humility month.
Yes, exactly. And so we thank God for that because, well, we always ask Him to keep His hand over our show that we can be a blessing to everyone that listens. And so it, should we just jump right in? We might as well.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm
okay.
I'm,
well, so
on the edge of my seat and everything.
So here we go with the two straight up humility month verses. It comes from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10, which reads, By pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. And then from chapter 14, verse 3, it reads, in the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Hmm. And that's it. But of course, here we are talking about telling the truth or telling lies and deception. And then on the other side over here in Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 through 20 would be the word of the day. And so that the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 through 20, which read, he who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. And so that's it.
Wow.
And that's a fascinating statement just about the mentality of a liar, right? How many liars do you know that are happy, happy, joyful people?
Right. Well, and back to the pride, the first pride scripture that you read, what was that? It was pride makes, not chaos, strife?
But by pride comes nothing but strife.
Isn't that so?
Yes.
I mean, the louder the message of pride becomes, the more strife surrounds it.
That's right.
Violence, threats, cursing, anger, just combativeness.
Right.
It's strife, on steroids.
Right, exactly. And then in chapter 14, it describes that pride is what you will hear from the mouth of a fool.
Well, once again, the Bible is just always right.
It's so, yeah, exactly. and so, but I do especially like that part that deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. And so the people that love the truth, the people that are lovers of the truth, like it says in the very end of the Bible, though, that he will rescue those that have become lovers of the truth from all of the deception.
Right.
And so how true. So it's like the happy, joyful people that the Lord loves. He loves a joyful countenance, a joyful giver. He even says that Jesus was bestowed with an extra portion of joy.
Right.
And so that would be what it's like to hang around with Jesus. He was a joyful, peaceful man, right?
Yeah.
And especially when you're putting verses like that together but counselors of peace have joy.
Yes.
How delightful.
Yes,
how delightful.
It is.
No wonder truthful people are nice to be around.
No kidding. And we have plenty of examples. Just watch the news headlines for the deception and the evil. We don't even have to, come up with any more details on that.
Right.
Just focus on the joy part of this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yep. I just thought that was really cool to read because I love the little bits of insight as to what causes certain outlooks, what causes different mentalities,
and the results, the tangible results that come from whichever side of that you choose to live by.
That's right. That's right.
The prideful, deceitful, or the joyful and lovers of righteousness and truth.
Or the prideful strife, the typical, strife that comes from the prideful people,
right.
The prideful liars, so I mean, you can lump them all together. I don't know. That just is all the way around. That's a cool couple of verses. Oh, and lo and behold, check this out. As we know, you and I are followed around by a couple sets of triplicate numbers, 333s and 444s. Well, guess what page that falls on? The word of the day falls on page 444.
Well, well, that's not surprising. I see it everywhere we turn. I can't explain why.
I know, exactly. The name of my book, 444. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. God is great. Let me just tell you. And God's a blast. When you turn your life over to the Lord and you say, I will serve you with everything I got, Lord, this is the cool stuff that happens. You know, it just keeps happening, and it's almost like an inside joke. You know what I mean? He's going to point you right to where whatever it was that you were just talking about 10 minutes before you got there.
We're driving and talking in the car about a certain, and it just leads down a certain path, and then you just flip the Bible open, like, in randomly, truly, yes, randomly. Yep. And bam, that's right. There's our conversation.
Yeah, you know. There's the continuation of what we were talking yes. about. Like we had brought up, you know, when we were talking about the fire of the Lord and how fascinating that it's always referred to as
the Lord is a consuming fire.
He's a consuming fire.
And consumed the mountain, came down in the mountain and
right,
fire.
And that his lower half was nothing but fire and caused it to be sapphires everywhere he walked. We were talking about that and I kid you not, that's exactly what happened. We're driving down the road, and I open up the Bible, and it just goes straight to the next verse on you know, about the Lord as a consuming fire, and that all of the waste products that's not productive in your life will be burned away, and
yes.
you know, so it's awesome.
Then that's when we realized God was eavesdropping.
Yes, right.
Woohoo! All right. Well, good deal.
He can eavesdrop all he wants.
Absolutely. All right. So actually, it's us that needs to be doing more eavesdropping on the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
Read as much of his stuff as you can get your hands on.
Very cool. All right. Yep. One more time. The word of the day was...
The actual word of the day was Proverbs chapter 12, verses 17 through 20.
All right. Got it. And with that, we'll go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Jesus Appears. Since we've been talking about that today and yesterday, that was that's just appropriate.
Yep.
Don't get left behind. Find out what that means to you, because, well, only you will be able to answer for you. Nobody else is going to be able to reach down and grab you. It's about your choices. And find out what that means at JesusAppears.com. We'll be right back with segment two of the morning commute right after these messages. Stay right there, Christian Patriots.
Yes, the communists have planned for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that this will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, helping to host your website. And if you have a ministry or a business, what have you, they'll take great care of you. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. Lady Liberty, a bunch of stuff lined up here in this short segment, too.
That's right. Well, first of all, we need to cover the, oh my gosh, the left's response to this attack on the administrative state. This is so awesome to hear this. Now, this is this recording is from somebody that's obviously a diehard liberal flipping out about the great things that the RAINS Act that was just passed in Congress is going to cause for all of these unconstitutional administrative rulings. Listen here to what this liberal has to say.
Before the carceral state and mass incarceration, you know, that's government policy that I think is really bad for communities of color, for our economy, for the idea of democracy. But what's interesting to me about these new, the sort of Bannonite attack on the administrative state is I don't think it's just libertarianism of the familiar kind. I think this is really a white supremacist ideology wearing a different set of clothes. It's really about dismantling the parts of government that are trying to create a more inclusive, egalitarian society and leaving unchecked and unshackled the parts of government that terrorize communities of color.
Well, that was a, the audio quality was not good, but the capturing this meltdown was just beautiful. I wish I had a baby crying audio clip that I could just put right in there, like right over top of that, because that's just what it sounded like.
Right. Or a little violin playing. Oh, poor baby.
Egalitarian.
Inclusive.
Society, inclusive. Yeah. And, white supremacist. And
well, and the fact that the RAINS Act is now white supremacist. Wow, that's hilarious, because administrative law typically attacks property owners and water rights. So who knows what that little liberal is even thinking? He has no concept.
If you don't want to be around a group of people that oppresses blacks, get out of the Democrat Party.
Right, exactly. There you go. Seriously.
Now, this is really cool, though, the other side of this, and that is Trump laying down his 10-point plan. I'll let you take that.
Right. This is, you know, the book I wrote is about Agenda 21 and now 30, Agenda 2130. Well, here's Trump's response to Agenda 2130, which is Agenda 47 called Shatter the Deep State. Take it away, Trump.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure They are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
That right there scares the daylights out of the communists and the globalists. That would be such an amazing, good start.
Oh, yes.
Which is why they are going to use all means necessary to try to prevent him from becoming president.
No kidding.
And, you know, he calls it Agenda 47, and people, well, it's because he's going to be the 47th president. No, I think it should be 45.20.
I agree.
I mean, because 46 doesn't even count as a president.
That was a theft.
Right. That was a just a huge blunder.
It was a coup.
Right. Right. It should not even deserve any credit as being, you know, sitting president.
Right.
At all.
So. The only fault I would put on that whole thing was that he said we're going to bring our democracy back, which is that's just an error. We'll give it to him this time. He meant a republic.
Yes, exactly. We'll shoot him a memo there.
That's right.
Let him know. That happen again. All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there. You be safe. And thanks for being with us this morning. This is The Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.